बच्चों के लिए प्ले ग्रुप्स बहुत ही महत्व रखते हैं। यहाँ पर बच्चे आनंद तो लेते ही हैं, साथ में काफी कुछ नई बातें सीखते हैं, नए दोस्त बनाते हैं। लेकिन ये प्ले ग्रुप्स बच्चों के साथ साथ माता पिता के लिए भी उतने ही लाभदायी हैं। आइए जानें इस बारे में ज्यादा जानकारी इस विशेष प्रस्तुति में। कोई भी बच्चा चाहे किसी भी परिवार, समुदाय या सांस्कृतिक पृष्ठभूमि से आता हो, प्ले ग्रुप्स बच्चों के ऊपर सकारात्मक प्रभाव डालते हैं। भाषा और सांस्कृतिक विविधता वाले समुदायों के बच्चे और नए आए हुए परिवारों के लिए ये प्ले ग्रुप्स खास महत्व रखते हैं। ये कहना है प्ले ग्रुप साउथ ऑस्ट्रेलिया की मुख्य कार्यकारी अधिकारी कार्ली जॉन्स का।
So our latest research project shows that children actually gain skills in terms of socialization, and their holistic development is affected in terms of, you know, they have an opportunity to play with different toys, some different challenges, to learn social norms and how to, you know, sort of operate in a group environment, but also sort of, you know, role model up other children and, you know, learn some language skills as well.
Pacific Islander समुदाय के बच्चों के लिए 2 वर्षों से पैसिफिका लैंग्वेज नेस्ट प्ले ग्रुप चलाने वाली मालिया वेहू ने मेलबर्न के किथलिश से शुरुआत की थी। अब उनका एक और केंद्र क्रैनबोर्न में भी चलता है।
My children were isolated from the culture, especially hearing the mother tongue being spoken. Growing up in New Zealand, we had more of an opportunity to be exposed to that because we had our families around. And being here in Melbourne, I didn't feel that my children got that same exposure. That's how the playgroup came to be.
Cecil Tech ने इसी प्रकार के उद्देश्य के साथ Fitzroy French Playgroup की शुरुआत की। उनका मानना है कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया में फ्रेंच बच्चे फ्रेंच भाषा और संस्कृति के साथ साथ पले बड़े वो बड़ा ही महत्वपूर्ण है।
If there's only one parent speaking French at home, it gets really hard to get the language going. Like they understand, the kids understand, but they don't speak much. So it's just for them to get more exposure and to get a sense that, oh, mum or dad is not the only one speaking French, but that there are other adults and other children speaking French, and that it's actually a fun thing to do and that you can do different things.
Australia mein vivid prakar ki play groups ka vikalp maujood hai, jisme se kuch play groups sugathit hain और कुछ Fitzroy French के जैसे casuals हैं।
It's fairly informal. It was just gathering, having a chat, sometimes having a song or reading a book, trying to talk about different things that they might do at daycare, for instance, usually, but they do that in English. So just, you know, le toboggan, the slide, like words that they might not have because they're so used to just having, being in sort of English environment. And so, yeah, talking about the hens in the coop over there. And so that exposure that they would not necessarily get otherwise is what they get through the French playgroup.
Playgroups के बारे में बहुत से माता-पिता भी मानते हैं कि उन्हें लाभ मिलता है।
Having other parents in the same situation living the same thing, that is really good and sort of sustaining, and that really helps sort of, yeah, you face the same challenges, but you also can share, yeah, the same culture that you hadn't missed so much, but you're starting to miss now that you have children.
अपनी नन्ही बच्ची के साथ प्लेग्रुप का हिस्सा लेने वाले एक और फ्रेंच पिता एरिक ली का कहना है कि वो इस सामाजिक पहलू की सराहना करते हैं।
I don't have a circle of friends in here, so they would just be my colleagues who are more Anglo people. So here I can extend my circle and talk to all the parents, and if we can just raise our issue regarding migrants in terms of paperwork or anything, then we may just share information. So it's very relevant for me as well.
Carly Jones कहती हैं कि प्ले ग्रुप के अन्य लाभ ये भी हैं कि एक नए आगंतुक अन्य माता पिता के साथ सलाह मशवरा भी कर सकते हैं।
They're able to ask parents questions, sort of find out how things work, where the local kindergarten is, you know, what time to enroll, what to expect. But it's also finding out about what other services are in the area too. So families can share, you know, who's a really good hairdresser for children, where's a good dentist, all those sorts of things. But also our research shows that parents that do regularly attend a playgroup have a really strong local peer support network that they can turn to when maybe things aren't going so great or if they need a babysitter. So there's a real connection that sort of happens for families that attend the playgroup.
آسٹریلیا میں ہزاروں پلے گروپس موجود ہیں اور اس کے بارے میں زیادہ جانکاری پانے کے لیے آپ ملاقات لے سکتے ہیں پلے گروپ ڈاٹ او آر جی ڈاٹ اے یو یا پھر آپ ٹول فری نمبر 1800-171-882 پر سمپرک کر سکتے ہیں. کارنی جونز کہتی ہیں کہ پلے گروپ کھوجنے کا سب سے آسان طریقہ آن لائن سرچ کرنا یا پھر اپنے متر پریوار جنوں سے بات کرنا ہے.
The playgroup association in every state and territory with a free call number. So you can look them up. There's a free call number you can ring and find out, you know, where your local playgroup is. All of our websites also list where our local playgroups are. We also have a partnership with a child and family health service so that the local nurses can do referrals to playgroups. Your local community notice board should have information as well, but mostly through our websites and the toll-free number.